BBC News with David Legg. A bomb blast at a market in the Iraqi capital Baghdad has killed at least 60 people and injured more than 100. It comes shortly before American troops are due to withdraw from Iraqi towns and cities. Jim Muir reports.
The bomb, apparently hidden under a pile of vegetables on a motorized cart, went off in the early evening, just as people were crowding the streets after the heat of the day. It exploded in the Mraidi market. It sells vegetables and birds in Sadr City, the densely populated Shiite suburb that's been attacked so often and so provocatively in the past. As the number of those killed continued to mount, it became clear that this was one of the most deadly single bomb attacks so far this year. It comes just days before American forces are to complete their withdrawal from all Iraqi towns and cities by the end of the month. There's been a surge of violence in recent days, clearly linked to that deadline.
There have been reports of fresh clashes between riot police and demonstrators in Iran. Eyewitnesses said the security forces used batons and tear gas to break up protests by about 200 people in Tehran, although this can't be independently confirmed. Both the government and the opposition insist that they won't back down in their dispute over the re-election of President Ahmadinejad. Jeremy Bowen reports from Tehran.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, is going about his business as if he has shrugged off the challenge of the opposition. He said that neither the system nor the people would give in to pressure to annul the election, whatever the price. The opposition has been taking heavy blows from the hard hand of the state. Mir Hussein Mousavi, who believes he's the rightful president, needs to get people out onto the streets, but he's struggling to provide a lead. When he attempted to reopen his newspaper, the premises were raided and 25 members of staff arrested.
The United States and Venezuela are to return their ambassadors to each other's capitals following tit-for-tat expulsions last year. It follows an easing of tensions since President Obama came to office. Charles Scanlon reports.
President Hugo Chavez has made clear that he wants a return to full diplomatic relations with the U.S., part of a more conciliatory tone he's adopted since President Obama took office. His government says that both Venezuela and the U.S. will return their ambassadors in the coming days, following an angry dispute last September. The U.S. remains a major market for Venezuelan oil, but despite their common trade interests, there's still plenty of friction between the two countries. President Chavez is today welcoming Ecuador into a regional organization that seeks to resist U.S. influence in Latin America.
The American FBI says it's uncovered a multi-million dollar scam to defraud the country's healthcare system. Officials say 53 people, including some doctors, have been accused of making false claims to the government medical insurance scheme, Medicare. They say elderly people were paid to make claims for illnesses they never had. World News from the BBC. America's central bank, the Federal Reserve, says the pace of economic decline in the United States is easing and a gradual resumption of growth can be expected. In its latest report, the Fed points to evidence that consumer spending is beginning to stabilize. Andrew Walker reports.
The statement issued after a two-day policymaking meeting is consistent with a growing, but not universal, view that the U.S. economy could now be close to a turning point. Earlier on Wednesday, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development published a new global forecast, which was somewhat less gloomy than previous ones. What's also widely shared is the view that the recovery, when it comes, will not be very strong in the early stages. So the Fed expects to maintain its exceptionally low interest rate for what it calls an extended period.
The Russian energy giant Gazprom has signed a joint venture agreement with Nigeria's state-run oil firm, the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. President Dmitry Medvedev, who's in Nigeria, says it's part of Russian plans for investment in Nigeria's oil and gas sector that could amount to billions of dollars. The plans include the development of a pipeline to carry Nigerian gas across the Sahara to Europe. Scientists have unearthed what they say is the world's oldest musical instrument, a flute made from a vulture bone found in a cave in Germany. The flute is more than 35,000 years old, from the time that humans began settling in Europe. Fragments of two other primitive flutes carved from ivory were also discovered. Archaeologists say it suggests that early modern humans had a complex and creative culture. In a major upset, the United States football team has beaten the European champion Spain by 2-0 in the semi-final of the Confederations Cup in South Africa. The American victory ended Spain's 35-game unbeaten run and prevented the Spaniards from setting a new world record of 36 matches without defeat. BBC News.